Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Holly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Store. Joining us now is BetMGM Ambassador Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Chris joins us on the Aturo Hotline. Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Finally get to have one of these interviews after a win, a good win in Tampa.
Doesn't happen often, but it happened last night.
How about the angle on that goal, Chris? I mean, obviously the Blackhawks are down a goal in the first period. We know that's kind of their MO. But then you get back in the game with Connor Bedard hitting that shot, which I mean, it was, you know, he was aiming. He saw something, but that was extraordinary. To put that puck where he put it from the angle he put it there. Have you ever scored a goal like that? Have you ever even tried?
Not a chance, and that's exactly right. I would never even try shooting unless I had a shot like Connor. But he beat Vasilevskiy, and I don't think, you know, Vasilevskiy wasn't really cheating. There's just enough room for that puck to slide between the post and his head, but. And I think, you know, they always say sometimes it takes something bad to happen for you to, you know, correct things. And, you know, they talked about not shooting the puck, the game before. I think they had 4 shots, you know, in the first period. And that was the emphasis last night. And everybody's shooting pucks. It was great to see Slaggart, you know, score his first goal of his career. But, again, back to Bedard, you know, you lead by example. And if he shoots pucks like that from angles like that, then, you know, it just dictates what the rest of the guys are going to do, and it worked. They took a lot of shots. You never know what's going to go in. And Slaggart's goal, you know, obviously Vasilevskiy would like to have that one back, but still, if you don't shoot, like Wayne Gretzky said, you know, 100% of the shots you never take never go in, right? So I hope that's the mindset now. Just start shooting and driving the net and be harder to play against.
Chelly, what'd you make of the trade of Taylor Hall to the Hurricanes and the complications that it seemed? It's very complex because now they're retaining a salary slot and they get a third-round draft pick back that they wanted to guarantee. It's their own third-round draft pick. Maybe an offer sheet is in the offing. Who knows? How did you interpret that deal?
Complicated is the perfect word. I don't know. And I'm not a cap guy, a salary cap guy, there's loopholes for everything. And even when there's not, they find loopholes. So, yeah, it doesn't sound, you know, great, but again, if Hall wasn't happy and the Hawks weren't happy with him, sometimes, you know, you've got to eat some of that money to free up a position for another guy. And and you only get so many roster spots. So I think it was just a move to make room for, like you said, Kid Slager gets called up and other young kids, and we talk about all these draft picks coming up. It gives them an opportunity to get in the lineup and get some experience. So I'm just guessing that was it was all about a roster spot.
So you're going to the Super Bowl? Did I hear that correctly, Chris? You're planning on going to New Orleans for the first time?
I am. I've never been to New Orleans. I got a heck of a week coming up from starting from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. I got a hockey camp there, and then Utah, and then right to the Super Bowl. And looking forward to it.
Wow, yeah. I got that. That's a diverse trip.
There's no way that is direct. You know, that like you're circumnavigating the earth.
No, I got a friend, thank God, Reed Simpson, my ex-teammate. He's doing all my flights and helping me and babysitting me. But he's not. I'm actually ending it up with Russia. I'm going to go to Russia and see my son Jake play the day after we get back for the Super Bowl. So it's going to be a heck of a 2 weeks here with that, you know, the four season, or when I say the Four Nations All-Star break. Unfortunately, I'll miss that, but I'm sure I'll get to see it on TV. That'll be real exciting.
So, Chelly, how does a man about town like you never step foot in New Orleans or Bourbon Street until now?
You know what? That's a good one. I wasn't around, you know, when the Bears won the Super Bowl. I would have for sure went then, but I was in Montreal then, and I couldn't get away because of hockey. But, yeah, it's just one of those places. I've been on a port there on a ship, you know, just docked there, but never, you know, got off the boat there. So, yeah, I've heard all kinds of cool things about it. And it's not the cleanest town, I guess they say, but there's plenty to eat.
There's some phenomenal restaurants. You'll have some of the greatest meals of your life. Beware the Hurricanes, though. I would say be very careful about some of the Bourbon Street boozing.
Oh, geez. Well, I've survived everything else, so we'll see. I can do okay. Yeah.
Do you have an early favorite in the game?
I mean, I can't. How do you go against KC? I mean, it's going to be a great game. Eagles look tougher than, you know, they made their point in that last game that they got to the Super Bowl. So it's going to be a great game, just like the Buffalo KC. I just hope the referees don't dictate, you know, we're not talking about the referees after the game.
Where is your son in Russia, and have you been there before?
I've been in Russia, not to watch him play, but he's just outside Moscow. Yeah, 20 minutes away from Moscow. But it really is. I've been there a few times. It's a beautiful, you know, right in Moscow and the Red Square, and you know the food's great, the accommodations, and we've skated. You know, obviously, I've talked about skating with Putin and that group of guys back in the day with the Russian Five guys. So. It's good when you know someone there, obviously, and they can and get you around because the language is a problem. But, you know, my son's been there with, like, I think they got 18 North Americans on the team. So it's pretty easy for those guys to get around.
Have a great trip.
Yeah, great stuff, Chris.
We look forward to talking to you next week.
I look forward to talking to you after half of this debacle.
Thanks, Chris.
You're the best. Right. Thanks, Chris.
You bet, guys. Bye-bye.
That is Chris Chelios. Wow, man. Come on.
Imagine what that passport looks like.
Holy cow. I mean, been all over the world. He's never been to New Orleans. That's, you know, it makes sense because there's not a lot of hockey in New Orleans, right?
No, there's not a lot of hockey in New Orleans.
Oh, that's too bad. It's a good spot to go, though, for a guy that hasn't been there. I believe, David, there's a World War II museum down there.
I'm sure that draws a lot of people to New Orleans. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.